Hi, I'm Pastor Hampton. I pastor Grace Bible Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're so glad that you joined us. We've got some exciting things happening. If you want to reach out with the Church Without Walls, go to gracebiblelive.org and tune into the live broadcast. We video stream both our Sunday morning service and our Sunday afternoon service, 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and also on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, I believe that there are some unique things in the Word of God. I believe that they're easy to understand if you study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. So I want to show you kind of how to divide the Word of truth. And again, I'd like to invite you to gracebible.org. If you have any questions, you can send us an email and join us. But I believe in a couple of things that are very, very important. I believe the book is dispensational. Number two, I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. And the reason I believe that is because of many of the passages. I just want to give you a few. Now, I'm not going to give you a lot. I just want you to be intrigued. If you're intrigued, then come and look at our website. Because let me tell you what, most people have no clue what's in this Bible. In John 1, verse 1, the Bible says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I want to go to the board. What it just said was the Word equals God. If the Word is not perfect, it's a math equation. God, then, is not perfect. Y'all understand? If the Word, it's a math equation, it's equality. So whatever you add over here or subtract, if you add or subtract, you have to add or subtract just like algebra, because that's how the verse is set up. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If God is perfect, then the Word has got to be perfect. Well, you know, as I started studying the King James Bible, there's a few things that I started learning about that's fascinating to me. For example, turn in your Bible to Matthew 18, verse 11. Matthew 18. Pages all sticking together. Matthew 18, verse 11. The Bible says this. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Now, you know, that's in the King James Bible. But in many versions of the Bible, you know what it does? It goes Matthew 18, verse 10, and Matthew 18, verse 12. I'll give you a chance to go get your Bible. Check it out. See if it leaves out 11. If it minuses 11 over here, then God obviously is not perfect because he's missing a verse. More than that, they go from 10 to 12 and leave the number completely out in most versions of the Bible. Not all of them, but most of them. And listen, let me tell you what, it makes a difference. We're talking about a Bible that is holy. I mean, with holes. Because that's what that is right there. The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost, and they leave it out. Well, that doesn't bother me that they leave it out. It's the fact that they jump from 10 to 12, and if your Bible does that, then you definitely need to tune in on gracebiblelive.org. Now, that's not the only place. If that was the only place, I'd say, hey, no big deal. Let's go home. But go to Mark chapter 1. This one is unbelievable. And as I've studied the Bible, I've started learning a few things about this Word of God that is amazing. Now, this is in most versions of the Bible, but look at what they say. And I want you to get your Bible out and compare it closely. In Mark chapter 1, verse 2, the King James Bible says, as it is written in the prophets, plural, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Now, in most versions of the Bible, it doesn't say as it is written in the prophets. It is written in the prophet Isaiah, they say. Well, I would give anybody $1,000 if they can find this statement. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee, in Isaiah the prophet. That quote is out of Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. The next verse, verse 3, is out of Isaiah. So how many prophets is that? Malachi and Isaiah? Two. Two prophets. That's why the King James Bible says, as it is written in the prophets. Don't you think God knows where it is? Why would you take a Bible that says it's written in Isaiah and it's not written in Isaiah at all? You know what that is? That's a lie. And if the word lies, then God what? If it's lies over here, there's lies over there. It's an equation. I don't believe God is a liar. God said in the King James, very unique, that it is written in Isaiah the prophet. Let's try a couple more. I can tell you that I'm excited about the King James Bible. I'm excited about what I read and what I see in the Word of God. And I hope you're intrigued. I hope you're saying, well, gosh, it's right. Mine says it's written in Isaiah. Well, if it does, tune in on Sunday morning. I can tell you, you'll get excited about what you hear. But I want you to go to Galatians chapter 2. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, I think one of the most important facts there is this one here. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, faith of Jesus Christ is whose faith? It's Jesus Christ's faith. The faith of Christ. We're justified by the faith of Christ. Most versions say faith in Christ. Well, who's the word in and of are different. The faith of Christ is His faith. The faith in Christ is whose faith? It's our faith in Christ. Now look at the verse again. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. And all the other versions use the word in, which would make it your faith. Well, you can't have it both ways. It's either the faith of Christ or it's your faith. This is His. This is yours. It's one or the other. And justification is really salvation, isn't it? If you're justified, then you're just as if you'd never sinned. He said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? One last verse. Go to Luke chapter 2. Who is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I believe the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ is God Almighty. But in most versions of the Bible, they don't think so, and I'll show you why. In Luke chapter 2, verse 33, it says this, and Joseph and his mother marveled at the things. Notice that it said Joseph and his mother. Why didn't it say his father and his mother? Well, if you've got a different version, I guarantee it says his father and his mother. Well, Joseph was never the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The father of our Lord Jesus Christ is God Almighty. But by saying his father and his mother, which would make it a basic human form, 36 chromosomes and 36 chromosomes, you've got a human being. And you know the realization is, I believe that that's unique. Now, I've shown you a couple places, but I have a pamphlet that if you'll email us your address on the contact on gracebiblelive.org, we will mail it out to you free of charge. Listen, let me tell you what. We're looking for you to join our family of believers who are Bible-believing saints of Almighty God. Thanks for joining us, and come and see us at gracebiblelive.org.